The next patient is James Stocksberry, S-T-O-K-E-S, B like in Beta, E like in Echo, R like in Roger, R like in Roger, Y like in Yankee, Stocksberry, James. This is a clinical case of an 83-year-old white male patient of Dr. Toussaint, T-O-U-S-S-A-I-N-T. Who has CKD stage 3A, but there is evidence of increased microalbumin to creatinine ratio. In April, excuse me. In October the 25th, 2021, the albumin creatinine ratio was 107, comma, on April the 11th, 2022, was 156. And on January the 4th, 2023 was 658, which has generated the referral to the office, period. The background is the presence of autoimmune processes like myasthenia gravis that has required the administration of immunoglobulin on monthly basis by the rheumatologist. He has a history of rheumatoid arthritis that has been treated with the administration of steroids. The administration of steroids has triggered the diabetes. He has a history of bilateral knee replacement with complications related to the surgeries. He has a history of acute renal failure in the past that was associated to rhabdomyolysis that recovered, and this was after he sustained a fall. The patient was in the hospital for a month. He has hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, and gastroesophageal reflux disease that has hyperlipidemia that is mixed, period. I have to point out that the patient has been taken omeprazole, and I am going to ask Dr. Toussaint to switch this patient from this medication to from H2 inhibitor like famotidine in order to avoid complications related to the kidneys, period. The proteinuria could come from the combination of factors that we just mentioned, plus some hemodynamic factor related to the atrial fibrillation that has been treated with blood thinners, period. The patient has a serum sodium of serum potassium of 3.7. We are going to start the patient on Kerendia 10 milligrams on daily basis, and later on we are going to increase the dose to 20 milligrams with the idea of having the renal protective effect as well as cardiovascular protective effect. The patient was explained in detail. We are going to do a BMP on February the 20th to see what is the potassium level and make the necessary adjustments, period. Number two, the patient has a history of the rheumatoid arthritis that is treated with the prednisone. Following number atrial fibrillation and anticoagulation, following number a history of arterial hypertension that is under control, following number chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that could be a result of the rheumatic process, following number vitamin D deficiency on supplementation, following number cancer in the prostate that has been treated, followed by urology, following number myasthenia gravis that is followed by the neurologist in Vero Beach, following number obstructive sleep apnea treated with CPAP. Following number diabetes mellitus prednisone induced. The patient was explained about the disease process and what to expect. There is no compromise in the ability of the kidney to get rid of the waste and the amount of proteinuria that he has is very selective, and for that reason is going to be treated aggressively. We are going to follow this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We want to thank Dr. Toussaint for the kind referral. Paragraph. We spent 25 minutes reviewing the referral, in the face-to-face 30 minutes, and in the documentation 10 minutes.